When I met Maya, she's like, I'm moving to New York in a few months. And then we stayed in.
And then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh.
We were there for a while. And then, yeah. I don't know. It's like, well, Seattle, I love it. But I do feel like it curbed like my ambition quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, the word ambition's weird. I don't know how, if that's the right word, but like.
Well, you feel more ambitious here.
I think I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
I felt the same way about
there's
Philly.
No ceiling here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
For what, like, whatever you're looking at, like, whatever angle, it's not just like however you deem success. It's like however good you want to make something. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you deem good is like.
But I also feel like you have like community of people like where they are trying to like strive for their like own lane and be good at what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like in Seattle, it would be like, I felt like there was like an energy of like, who are you to think that you like are
right.
gonna
mm-hmm. yeah.
be like that? I don't know. Like there was like a weird, like, I don't know. Everybody's supportive, but it's also like not necessarily like pushing anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Was the goal just to sort of play shows in the area and that was sort of the end game, or were there people trying to get out?
Yeah, see, I feel like even talking about getting out, like, that's, like,
that
not even a conversation.
Nice
Yeah.
Because it's, like...
This is how we feel about Philly.
No,
Philly,
exactly.
Philly's
yeah.
like
that's
that. People are just like, this is where we are.
I remember being, yeah. like, 18, and there was, like, kids who were a little older than me who were touring, and I was like, oh, man, like, you're touring? Yeah. Like, this is insane. Like, you must be, like, what are you going to do next? Like, what's your... And they'd be like, I don't know. You know, I probably gonna get married to my girlfriend pretty soon.
Dude, totally.
And
that's exactly the vibe.
I was like,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's like most cities.
But I was just like, this is not me.
Yeah.
First, you gotta get a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not me because I'm an incel. So.
Yeah.
You know us.
Yeah. The pack. I feel like my ambition when I lived in, like, Maya really helped get me out and also push me because, like. Like, a lot of the way that we make music is, like, I have to, like, justify it to her.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, damn, I just made this shitty thing. Isn't it cool, this, like, dumb, shitty thing that's just going to be this?
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And I'm like, try to, like, make her like it. And then it's like, and then,
oh,
I,
that's cool.
And then I'm like, oh, now I do like it. And I'm not just tricking myself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like, one, that's, like, that's not every time, but.
Well, whatever Seattle complacency you maybe still bring to the table, I think is potentially good for the music.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's maybe not striving in a way that I'm charmed
by. It feels like its own world, which I...
Yeah.
Yeah, we always have this thing where, like, it feels like the gulf between making something, like, so good and then making it, like, so good on, like, a lower effort, like, lower, like, especially, like, like, we always talk about, like, it's better to have, like, no budget for a video than
like, a small budget. Yeah,
budget.
It totally.
Because there's so many... like music videos where it's like, oh, you got some money and you built like this weird set thing, but now you can't shoot it because you don't have any money to shoot it.
Yeah.
So now it's like, I don't know.
I completely
Or like
agree.
you got like a prosthetic artist and now how many videos do we have of like a weird makeup creature on a train?
Yeah,
or something?
I know. Yeah. I know.
He showed me your video that
Robbie Barnett.
Robbie did.
Oh yeah.
That was
big
awesome.
Shouts.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Skinamarink?
No, that's the, like...
He took what was happening in that movie to a complete, totally next level.
That's the, like, it's like little kids in a...
Well, it kind of uses this digital grain as, like, a sort of palette.
Yeah.
The video did remind me of it.
I'm not trying to diss the video. It's just it's sort of the obvious reference point.
I think he was showing me... I haven't seen it, but... he showed me a clip of the Uncle Bong...
Uncle Boon Me?
Uncle Boon Me.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like from the shadow. It's like you slowly see.
So that's the reference, Robbie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a better reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Robbie.
No, I'll see soon. I heard it was really good.
No, Uncle Boon Me is like one of the best movies of all time, I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like his favorite show.
He was referencing the good movie.
Yeah, he's referencing. That's what I'm
not
saying.
Not the Reddit movie. You just.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like we say burial instead of like Banksy. You know, it's like, but like that's really what it was. Like, you might say Uncle Boomy, but I will raise you a Skinnamarink.
Well, no, I mean Skinnamarink looked cool though.
No, but that's the thing. I liked Skinnamarink a lot.
He liked it.
I thought it was awesome. Yeah. And I thought it was cool that people were going to see something that's so inaccessible in movie theaters.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And just like aesthetically, it was. I mean, it worked. It worked better for your guys' music. I'll say that. Your music video was better.
Wait, what happened with the band music video?
Long story.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Well, so we made it kind of thinking.
That was for Idea June?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dana Greenleaf directed it. Mm-hmm. Love him.
Yeah, big shots.
He's throwing a thing tonight.
Oh, is he?
For a Blade study, yeah.
I actually leased him my film insurance because he was like doing all this shit with guns or something recently, like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Big he was like, can guns. I get insurance for this stuff with guns? I was like, I guess. I was like, it's probably a bad idea.
I don't know how insurance works at all. Cause I don't know what
it was like prop guns, I should say. Cool, prop guns. But it was, you know, they didn't look fake. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, he had this great idea of shooting the like Colorado football game. Because mm-hmm. I guess like crazy stuff goes there. And he pitched it to the label who was going to finance it. And they're like, cool, like maybe get some permission. And then he kind of like he got some permission and then like figured a lot of it is fair use.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't really know any of this stuff, but we're also used to budget.
Yeah,
like that no one would care or mind or ever find out.
Yeah,
that's like the way I've approached stuff forever.
Yeah.
And then I guess nobody at the label sent it to the legal team until after it came out.
Which is, like, insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like, you think that you would, like, go to a public place where there are, like, logos and recognizable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
The video was done for, like, over a month. But it was a huge bummer because it's a different version of the song.
Right. Yeah.
It's, like...
That was Al's mix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, he killed it on that mix, Al Carlson.
Big
shouts.
Yeah. Big shouts.
It's like a shoegazier version and stuff. And so, yeah, the idea was that, there would just like inexplicably be a different version of the song. It's like longer. It has a whole other chorus to it, for the video. And we'd never talk about it. And then they fucking killed the video. And,
they didn't even ask too. They just took it down like the day.
Yeah. The legal, like the lawyer, some lawyer.
Yeah, it was up for like 24 hours. Not even.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's up. Someone uploaded it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like on Daily Motion or something?
Whatever the Chinese.
Yeah.
Really?
Chinese? No, I'm kidding.
I never saw it.
Yeah, I mean, if you look it up, you can find it. I'm not going to tell. Someone put it up.
Wait, so it's a shoegaze version of Idea June.
Yeah.
Yeah, like shoegaze is like the easiest way to talk about it.
Yeah, just it's an alternative.
But that's not on streaming.
No, it might one day.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's that deluxe edition.
Can we put it? Can we make it the intro of the podcast?
Do it.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that song.
Does it have to be a Chanel Beads song?
No, it doesn't have to be.
Cool. But we,
I was thinking, what was we were going through our ideas last night. I was like, I know you guys put like a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what I was thinking of.
Well, you wanted to put like Threshold or something.
Yeah, I wanted to
Be, like, funny.
That's funny. Like, I would totally do that. Yeah. Isaac. Just have it be Isaac's intro. Yeah.
That's like I feel like on stage I'm always like so compelled to like make a joke, but I feel like it like runs contrary to like the shit I'm trying to say in the lyrics.
Yeah.
But I'm always like trying like stopping myself from like saying that we're a different band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like as a joke.
Yeah, kind
of. Well, it's like me before I really wanted to text you super unprofessional before you guys are here.
Yeah.
Hoping to like start like a good, funny vibe. And then I don't know if it landed.
Actually,
I was like, no, they're going to think I'm serious. They're like, probably think I'm an asshole. No.
I didn't even see that because I turned my phone on Do Not Disturb. Like, unrelated to you guys.
You were just trying to
lock in. I literally thought you guys were talking about your cameras. We're like,
yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah.
Oh, good. You can hear that. So it really didn't land.
Yeah.
The joke didn't even make sense.
It landed,
that's awesome.
But we weren't there.
That's fire. Yeah.
We were at a different.
That's how good at comedy we truly are.
Yeah.
But being in New York, do you feel like that, like a different pressure? Or like, are you interacting with a different feeling making music here or writing?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I feel like, I mean, like I contradict myself all the time, but I really love like how you're surrounded with stuff that you don't want to do. Like kind of, I don't know, like it's a lot easier for me to be like, ooh, not that,
yeah,
kind of. And there's like so much good music here and there's so much good, like everything. But it's also like, yeah, I don't know, like we're talking about forums, like I grew up, like the internet has everything.
Yeah.
So you can find what you really like quickly. But because there's such a deluge of stuff, it's really easy to kind of hone what you want by like the inverse of it or something,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
which
yeah.
is what I've noticed here.
Yeah.
Because it's like in Seattle, like maybe there's music that you're like, oh, this is not for me. But it's like, there's so much fewer bands and so much fewer for yeah. Like it's definitely changed in the last like 5 years from when we used to play in Seattle, but like there's only so many like house shows that you can play. So it's like, even if you're like, oh, that's, I don't want to go that direction, you're still like hanging out with that person. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And they're like a sweet person and everything, but it's like, I feel like it's way easier to be like, oh, I'm just gonna like do my thing,
right,
like parallel to you, and we don't have to book a show together.
Yeah,
yeah.
So less competitive.
Yeah,
yeah, in a way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's but it's like, also like less out in the open,
like kind of just like what I was saying, like being in your lane and like forging it almost.
Yeah,
amongst so many people, and obviously like we're collaborating, but like it's just like, I don't know. It's just more of like a unique, like a very special process for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
I also do think moving here, like, and having all of this like momentum is like a really crazy feeling.
Yeah.
Because we are like working every day on something. And that is not like something I think I would be like feeling if I was still in Seattle, you know?
Yeah.
Like where I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it's going, you know?
The yeah. How often are you guys working on stuff? Because also Maya, you have your solo project as well.
Yeah.
So you're like,
yeah.
You guys are hitting it hard.
Oh yeah. How do you pronounce yeah. the name?
Cole. I didn't want
to. Cole. I was saying Colin.
Everybody yeah. like, yeah, it's Cole. Confusing. Yeah. Which like makes me think of like a dog breed or something, right? That's like
yeah.
a dog.
A collie.
Breed.
Yeah.
A collie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. People think that I named my project that.
Some dog shit, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. We are, like, working as much as we can. It's, like, so busy living here, too, which is kind of, like, hard. Like, balancing wanting to create, but also, like, be
I know, it sucks. Involved. I've never figured it out.
Do you do, yeah. Do you do a lot of other things outside of music? Like, are your days filled with other shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my
crazy.
I feel like my days are like taken away from me, like without.
By mm-hmm. what? Just by New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't even ask for that.
No,
you
know, I didn't. It's so impossible. That's why the only time I've ever like successfully been on a roll with like finishing things is when I completely disengage from the world, and I can't tell if that's just like how it should be or if that's unhealthy, and I should try to like unlearn that. I don't know.
Or we should move. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
No, totally.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for it. I think like this is the only time in my life where I have the energy for it. So I'm like, all right, it's fine. But yeah, it gets frustrating. And sometimes you got to get COVID to make something.
Yeah, so true. I mean, I don't know. You guys are like doing so much shit though. You guys should not feel weird about it at all.
Is it mostly recording or like rehearsing or what is it mostly?
Yeah, like getting into, oh.
No,
no, you go.
But I don't. Yeah. I wasn't gonna say anything. So I was like, I don't know. We don't really rehearse though, like very much.
No. Yeah,
really, yeah. Which is, I think, to a detriment. But no, I don't know.
I could not tell. It seems like you guys are pretty well rehearsed in the one show that I've been to.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll
That's
see.
I've seen you guys a million times. Seemed well rehearsed.
Yeah.
I think the last one I saw was the Nina show.
Oh, that was fun.
That one was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had like an extended, like first half of the set.
It was like right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like right there.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, big shouts.
Yeah, big shouts
to Nina.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, big shouts. Big shouts to Eric. Are you releasing music on Nina? No,
we put Idea June out on Nina.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
nice. Is that the main way in which it's available? No, it's on streaming too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But hey, how does that work with labels?
I have no clue. No clue. I'm always like, yeah.
Were you just band camping stuff like back in Seattle, or like how was music?
Yeah,
being,
for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
I got something on Spotify because Zach, who plays violin with us, he had like through this label called Touch, like publish or distribution stuff.
Yeah.
So he put it out technically.
Wait, Touch is a sick label.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, he's got stuff on Touch.
Ambient stuff?
Yeah, like Finesse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, like yeah, my whole shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Zach's like kind of secretly
goated.
Crazy goated. Yeah. Like,
definitely.
Because we went to high school together and then like we'd never lived in the same place until New York. And I remember like I hadn't seen him in like a year and a half or 2 years. And we both ended up at this festival, Desert Days.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get in. And he got me on the Slow Dive Drummers guest list to like the festival. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hard.
Great, yeah. But also he was playing the festival and like an amazing set. So,
what is Desert Days? I don't know this.
I don't. Is it still around?
It's pretty. It's a big festival.
Oh.
Wait, you haven't heard of it?
No.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it is.
Maybe. Is it? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a bubble.
Slow Dive
was playing.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
yeah,
when,
fair.
When we were there, like.
But like, there are so many festival names. So I'm always like.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Maybe it just like sounds. No, I've heard. I've definitely seen the
that fire. Year. Yeah. It was like Slow Dive, My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Tame Impala got a lightning strike. So their set got canceled.
Whoa.
And then Death Grips played. Those are the heavy hitters.
Wait, where
this
is
was
this?
A crazy year.
It
though.
Was like it's like Southern California.
Yeah,
it used to be in Joshua Tree.
That's why I knew about it. Because when I was in Joshua Tree, there were still like Desert Days.
Right.
Like somehow, like I knew that it was there.
Damn, that sounds fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend worked at Vans, and so like in high school, she got like invited to like work it.
Yeah.
And so I went to like one of the first iterations of Desert Days, and it was like so shitty. Like it was awful.
In Joshua Tree.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun though because it was easy to get backstage, and like they had a cool setup backstage, but it was like you know, typical like Southern California teenager at like a festival,
yeah,
and like dives with playing
bands,
you know, like that. Yeah.
Do you like the Strawberries and Cream Dr. Pepper Zero?
No,
you don't. You don't like
I'm
it.
I'm like kind of enjoying the experience.
I just realized
I would not
like
it.
It's weird. It's like
actually now that I'm having, I will say the non-zero is better.
It's a I mean of yeah. course. It's like a novelty item.
I don't know how I
like the cream part of it.
What'd you say?
I didn't realize like there's caffeine
in the Diet Coke.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it's making me like.
Do you not do caffeine?
Not like that. And also I haven't eaten in a while.
Yeah.
So it's like hitting like
Diet straight. Cokes have fucking caffeine in
yeah.
it for sure.
I always forget about that.
That's what I drink it for. When I'm trying to do a mellower caffeine.
Yeah.
After my two primes in the morning.
Yeah. I still have never had prime.
It's fire.
But I really want to like throw it up and do trick shots.
Tropical Punch prime tastes like Hawaiian Punch in the best
That's
way.
So true.
It's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
Wow.
He went and he like tried to be nostalgic with the flavors, like the ice pop flavors.
Yeah,
it's like
so
supposed
true.
To be like some like ice cream truck type shit.
Big shouts, Jake Paul.
Big shouts, Jake Paul.
But anyway, to get back in the story, so you feel like this whole era is back into it. Lock in.
We're locked in. We're locked in.
You feel like it started with the Bar Tie Show. Or like that. That's when there was
like
a shift in that era.
We were because we were literally like. We signed like our record deal like a week after that. Like,
oh,
we'd
that's
been
what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Record
wow.
deal.
Sick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think that was like level two or something.
Yeah.
Like,
you knew the record deal was coming when you were playing the show, though.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, was it responsible
for
the record deal?
We were finalizing the terms.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Big shouts to Olivia.
What did you say?
Big shouts to Olivia.
Yeah.
Who's Olivia?
Our manager.
Yeah.
Oh, big shouts.
Yeah.
She
deserves a lot of shouts and we never give her like shouts. Like, we're always like, I'm really bad at like tagging people on Instagram too. Like, I forget to lift up my team.
Yeah. No, I do that all the time. Every
you
time
should
I
do it right now. Big
every
shout
time
I've
dropped anything, I have to edit it like 10 times to keep
Yeah. Like Al Carlson, like he like co-mixed like off the record and he did get an insane, like he like, there's so many songs where I'm like, oh wait, they hit hard. Like it's not just like my like dumb loop.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm like, damn, I should have like tagged him like 10 times. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give the big shouts list. Al Carlson, Olivia, manager.
Olivia Lau. Jake Kleinbaum.
Oh, yeah. Big shouts.
There's so many people. I don't know.
That's it.
As they come to you, just
we'll
just
add them back. We'll retag them in the audio.
Like,
we'll
I'll do this.
Adding. Yeah, exactly. We can dub it.
Yeah. With like, I'll record it on a really windy street.
All right. So, how's it felt since then? What's been going on?
It's been feeling really good. Because we did some fall was kind of fun because we did like these tours.
Yeah.
And I've been on a few tours before, but I feel like we really like felt like babies hitting the road,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of funny. I feel like we've learned our, because it was the three of us. It was me, Maya, and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a lot. Like, we went to Europe, and that was like really funny because we like got an offer to go to London, and then we tried to build a tour around it, like retroactively.
Yeah.
Which worked out really well, but it was like just like, I don't know, plane hopping in like a goofy way where we like landed in Paris and then like couldn't find how to get an Uber or a car.
And I was like sick the whole time.
So
I lost my...
What the fuck is really good, everyone? You just heard a free section of our pod with Chanel Beads. And I'm guessing, I'm just going to take a wild guess, and I'm betting I'm right, that you want to hear the rest of that. That you want to hear the rest of that. Not only do you want to hear the rest of that, but you want to see the video as well. Well, if that's the case, which I just told you, I'm betting it is, then you're in luck because you can do both of those things. You can hear the full episode and watch the video at www.patreon.com/theionpack. And you're even more in luck because there's so much more waiting for you there. patreon.com/theionpack. You already know.
Patreon!